Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
A lot of parents these days are struggling with how to get their young adult children to move forward. We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, My Failure to Launch Son. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, why not download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide? And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, this week we're hearing from Julie of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Julie writes, "My 20-year-old son is in failure to launch mode. I end up forcing everything on him because he seems to have no ambition or belief in his abilities to learn or reach towards a goal. He was on ADHD meds throughout his school years. That did little for him, so he's no longer taking them. He's a nice kid, but he has no real friends except his brother. He's never been bullied, and people generally like him, but he is terrified to actually start a conversation or advocate for himself, so he rarely leaves the house and doesn't get into trouble. He struggles with social anxiety, but is not depressed, and his doctor put him on Zoloft. I thought the meds could help him be better equipped to take a class at the local tech college, which I forced him to take. It was photography. This was a choice based on the fact it might be a baby step for a career that he's expressed interest in. A far off, almost unattainable goal for working for a company he enjoys as a consumer, but hasn't gotten any of the skills this company actually hires for. So far, he's flunking the class, claiming it's too hard. It appears to me that my options as a parent are getting down to forcing him into the military, or even kicking him out and changing the locks. He's got lots of encouragement to think about the future he really wants, but he quickly goes into avoidance mode if I talk longer than a minute. The one responsibility that he takes seriously is walking the neighbor's dog. He does it without nagging and is paid. He claims no interest in this as a career. He spends too much time playing video games and watching TV. Do I charge him a small rent? How do I parent this young adult that doesn't want to grow up?" Okay, thanks for your question, Julie. Now, in some cultures, it's normal or even desirable for young adults to continue to live at home. This can be part because of economic reasons, caring for the elderly, or simply cultural, that families stay connected in this way. And if young adults are continuing their education or are gainfully employed, and are continuing to grow and mature socially and emotionally and contribute to the household, there is nothing at all wrong with it. But that's not what you're describing, Julie, and right now there certainly are a lot of young adults not moving on productively in their lives and getting stuck in their bedrooms. But for many of these young people, substance abuse is part of the mix, although I hear that that's not the case with your son. Additionally, video games, surfing the net, and television are great at keeping things stuck. Now, many young men can play video games, often interactive ones, as a substitute for a social life, and then they masturbate watching porn as a substitute for sex, and they go no place. And video gaming and porn are addictive. Now, often these young people have serious issues, including autism spectrum disorder, social anxiety, depression, even schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. So we're talking about situations where young adults living at home are not growing socially, emotionally, educationally, or vocationally. When this happens, what's a parent to do? Well, first of all, This doesn't happen overnight. This is a situation that evolves, and it usually evolves with parents trying to help a seemingly helpless teenager or young adult without the full investment from the teen or young adult in helping themselves. In the many families I've worked with in these situations, there is virtually always a control battle between the young adult and their parents, where the parents are trying to help the young adult move forward, take even small steps on their own behalf, and the young adult is resisting these attempts. In these situations, the young adults become increasingly dysfunctional, and parents become increasingly exasperated and burned out, often resorting to threats of kicking out the young adult. It's common that the young adult is abusive towards the parent, but the parent rationalizes the abuse as a symptom of their problem, and then they don't set limits with it. In fact, setting limits seems to go by the wayside entirely. So this isn't always the case, but it does happen. So when we support our young adult children in moving forward, as in pay for education that they take seriously, or have them at home while they get their economic feet under them, and they're respectful housemates, no worries. When they're stuck and we support them, we are supporting them in staying stuck, and that is enablement. So, Julie, you are in a control battle with your son, you are enabling him, and he is staying quite stuck, believing that a photography class is too hard for him. It sounds like he thinks life is too hard for him, and if he continues to believe that, it certainly will be. Here is what we're going to do. With me? Okay. We're going to end the control battle. You cannot push or force your son to do anything, but you can be a positive and empowered parent willing to provide the structure and support that your son needs. I don't need to convince you that what's going on is unhealthy. So to move forward, you need a vision of health, a vision of your son getting the help he needs and going forward in a healthy way. Clearly your son doesn't have one, so you're gonna need to have one. Your son is only 20 years old, which is still adolescence, so he has time to learn, he has time to grow, and he has time to mature. First and foremost, Julie, you have to change your attitude from one of fighting with your son and trying to get him to do things and then becoming exasperated when he doesn't follow your guidance. Two, you are going to need to be 100% clear that your son needs to and will move forward and make progress in his life, and that you are not going to enable him. You say he's a 20-year-old nice kid who would like to work for a company he enjoys as a consumer. Well, there we are. He's a nice kid with goals. And presumably, he has anxiety, maybe ADHD. And even though you say he isn't depressed, he most likely is, given low self-esteem, lack of friends, and a high amount of screen time. In any case, he's a nice kid with social-emotional issues, and you are going to help him move forward. He and you are going to need therapy to help your son move forward. You didn't mention that you and your son have gone for therapy, but you've tried medication throughout his school years and that didn't help. Now his doctor is trying Zoloft to help. Medication alone does not solve developmental problems. The right medication at the right time can help a person address their issues. So, make an appointment and go see a therapist who specializes with families with young adults, either together or on your own. Let your therapist help you find the appropriate resources in your town for your son. It sounds to me like he's a good candidate for an intensive outpatient program where old adolescents, and age 20 is still an adolescent, where older adolescents get intensive therapy several days a week, and they work in groups, and that way young people help each other. So to get this going, you're going to need to have a control battle ending conversation with him, and you'll need to take some control battle ending actions. So in this control battle ending conversation, you're going to need to explain that he and you are stuck together and it's not healthy for him and things need to change. And that he's a really nice kid with issues in his way and that he needs to address them and move forward. And he needs a plan for moving forward, and right now he doesn't have one. And you as his mother have to take responsibility for being part of the problem, and you're going to need to apologize to him for the giving him the impression that you don't have faith in him and that he can't meet high standards. That you do have complete faith that he can successfully address his emotional issues and manage other responsibilities while he does. That the privileges of video games and computer and television are all gone until he demonstrates a better attitude and behavior, including going to therapy and following therapeutic guidance and doing significant work around the house, including cooking, cleaning, laundry, and gardening, if appropriate. I don't know if you live in a house with a garden. So I'm going to role play how you might talk with your son, whom I'll call Sean. Ready? Here goes. Sean, I need for us to have an important conversation and do not leave until we are completely done. As you know, I'm unhappy with how things are going with you and with us. I keep pushing to get you to do things and you keep resisting. You not attempting things and me pushing you is not getting us any place, and it's not helping you move forward. Things need to change. You need a plan for moving forward in your life, and right now you don't have one. And, Sean, I owe you an apology. I have to take responsibility for how I've been parenting you. I know I've given you the impression that I don't have faith in you and that you can't meet high standards. I've not been holding you to high standards. Instead, I've been acting angry and frustrated. I do, in fact, have complete faith that you can be successful and that you can address your issues and that you can manage a lot of other responsibilities as well. I've been giving you privileges and the opportunity to hang out in your room playing video games while accomplishing very, very little. That is no longer acceptable. For right now, these privileges of playing video games and use of your computer and TV watching are gone. We have an appointment to see a therapist, and we will explain the situation and see what she recommends for you in terms of therapy. One possibility, and I've already investigated this, is that there's an intensive day treatment program where you can go to the program every day with other young people experiencing similar issues. We're not alone with this. But we'll see what the therapist recommends. In the meantime, I expect you to get up at a reasonable hour and put in several hours of work around the house every day. I know you're afraid of going out and meeting people, but you can certainly do laundry and learn how to cook and do yard work. And once again, I apologize for not having high standards for you in the past because you are capable of high standards. You actually are an excellent young man and you deserve a mother who believes in you and who expects your best. And when you start showing up with a positive attitude, ready to work on yourself and contribute to our home, then we can talk about some privileges returning. Okay, there's my enactment of that imaginary conversation. So Julie, if you can shift out of frustrated and disempowered and take an empowered and positive leadership position, then your son can get the help he really needs. And you'll feel a heck of a lot better as well. Got it? Okay, good luck. So parents, let's all remember that when we believe in our teenagers and our young adults, they can learn and grow and develop their potential. Even young people with issues will learn how to understand and manage their issues as they grow into themselves. So when you see a young person giving up on themselves, don't join them. Remind yourself first, and then them, that they're fabulous, and then expect their best, and that's often the only way we'll get it. Well, have you read my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Well, whether you have or not, you can go to the publisher online, New Harbinger Publications, enter the title, Ending the Parent Teen Control Battle, click on Free Accessories, and then you can download the chapter entitled For Teens Only. The download also comes with a free control battle assessment. Now, I ran into a parent who had come to see me at one point and at the coffee shop, and I just asked him how things were going. He was real happy to see me, and he said, well, you know what? I downloaded that chapter, and after my daughter read it, things made sense to her in a way that they hadn't before, and things completely turned around. Wow. I was so grateful to hear that. So, this chapter download is absolutely free, and free is my favorite price. How about you? What would you like to pay? In any case, please remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neilbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.